Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Unlock Show. I'm your host, Tracy Wilson. My pleasure to be here with you guys today. I have been thinking about doing some episodes about podcasting. If you've tuned into The Unlock Show for a while, or you've tuned into any of the other shows, you'll see that from time to time, I kind of meld into the mix some conversations about podcasting. And since doing this, I don't know, I think I'm up to 2.5 years, 260-odd episodes, I've kind of come to the realization I really enjoy doing this. I really enjoy the podcasting piece, really have enjoyed the process, and in reflection, all of the things that I have gained through podcasting. And it really got me thinking about, gosh, you really should do some more shows or some more episodes on how to start a podcast, because I don't know how many times I get asked, how do I start? What do I need to do? So if that's you, if you're someone who's dreamed of starting your own podcast, but you're not really sure how to make it unique, you don't even know where to start, then I want to say today's episode is for you. Today's episode, I'm going to dive into kind of finding all the little nooks and crannies and the things that you need to do to find your niche. And you're probably wondering, well, what the heck, you know, is a niche? Why should I be talking about that? Do I really need to niche down when it comes to podcasting? You want to hang about, because I'm going to be covering all of those things and more. And if you hang about to the end of today's episode, I've even got a little exercise for you to do. So again, if you're someone who's looking at podcasting, you don't know where to start, you do want to hang around to the end, because I'm going to give you some very practical things that you can do that will really help get you on your way. And I also want to know from you, do you want to know more about podcasting? Do you want me to share more of my journey? Want me to share more of all the tips, tools, the resources, and some of the things that I have figured out along the way after kind of being in this space for, you know, every single week, showing up and doing the show every single week for the last couple of years? If you do, let me know in the comments, and I'll make sure that I do that. Not 100% sure whether I'm going to do that on this show, or I create a completely different show that is totally dedicated to all things podcasting and live show. So let's kick off with this one. So today I want to talk about how to create a successful podcast, how to create one that stands out in a crowded market. And you might have heard me drop a little bit of a tip there, and it is all about finding your niche, right? You'll kind of want to figure out what the heck you should talk about, and you want to find something that's really going to resonate with you, but also with your audience. And that's what I'm going to unravel in this podcast, in this episode today. So if you are a budding podcaster, or even if you're a seasoned pro that's looking to kind of inject a little bit of new life into your series or into your episodes, then hopefully today's session is going to give you some insight, and it's going to give you some, you know, ideas and some inspiration for where you can go next. But before we delve into all of that, kind of let's set the stage with some background information. Let's give you a little bit of a current state of the podcasting world and what's going on right now. So as of now, we have over 2 million podcasts, 2 million podcasts, and that means that we have more than 48 million episodes, 48 million podcast episodes that are out there. And those numbers are actually growing each and every day. Podcasting has really exploded over the last couple of years, and it is becoming, or I'm going to say it has already become, what's that go-to source for entertainment? You know, when you're driving in the car now, I don't know how many times I hear, I throw on a podcast, or when I'm working away, I'll throw on somebody else's podcast, or I hear other people talking about the fact that they are listening to podcasts now, often more so than even listening to the radio, and certainly more than listening to the news or any other kind of television medium. We're starting to hear people talk more and more and more about podcasts. So it goes without saying that this particular industry is growing at pace, and it's in a medium that allows us to really dive deep into topics. So like I mentioned, when we get a niche, you can become that go-to expert when it comes to that particular piece of the market. You can delve really deep into particular topics. You can have very intimate conversations. And when you think about it, you are extremely intimate with somebody because more often than not, they've got a set of headphones on and they are listening to you. You are in somebody's little ears and you're able to share your message, your insights and your information with them on a very intimate way. You know, you're not sitting 4 feet back from a television, you're actually in somebody's ears. So that makes this incredibly powerful, but it's also an incredibly and highly competitive kind of world, that podcasting space. You know, you're competing with 2 million other people. Now, something I want to mention here is that although I've mentioned those massive numbers, what is quite interesting is that there's something called podcast fade or pod fade. And that's when a lot of podcasters, they start out, they're all gung-ho, they want to do this, but they fade out, usually after 7 to 10 episodes. They get bored of it, they don't see results really quickly, and therefore they just kind of peter out, or they don't really realize how much work is involved in it, and therefore they fade out and they don't come back and do it again. So if you are somebody who is going to be committed to it, you're going to stay the course and you're going to do it each and every week, you're going to find that there are a huge amount of benefits, not just the ones that I'm going to be talking about today, but you're going to find personally that there's going to be a lot of benefits for you in the way in which you grow as an individual. So that being said, when you think about all of those different millions of podcasts out there, you might be sitting there thinking, well, Trace, okay, that sounds like a really crowded place. And why the heck should I even be bothered doing this? Why should I even bother? So let's talk about that. So podcasting really is that unique form of media. I've already mentioned this. It's very personal. It's portable, and it allows you to build a very direct connection with your audience. And it's a space where you can share your knowledge, your stories, your personality, and your passion. And I'm going to say personality. I want to just highlight that. You want to make sure that you're really bringing, being true to who you are and bringing your personality and your authenticity to what it is that you do. But with the vast number of podcasts that are actually available, it really is more important than ever to stand out. Because if your podcast is just like everybody else's, it's mainstream, it's vanilla, then it can get lost in that sea of content. You just become, another one of the millions of podcasts that are out there. And you'll feel like you're not getting anywhere. You're swimming against the tide, so to speak. You're doing a whole lot of work and you're feeling like nobody's listening. And that's because you're being lost in that sea of content. But if you can find a real angle, something that's unique, something that's specific to a niche, or that has a distinct voice to it, then you have some chance of being able to capture the attention of a dedicated group of listeners. And that's, comes with its challenges, of course, because with such a crowded market, it can actually be tough to find your unique space. It can be tough to stand out because you're not just really competing with other podcasters, you're actually competing with the entire spectrum of entertainment, right? You're competing with radio, television, movies, Netflix. The options are absolutely endless for our viewers these days. For people that want to listen, that are wanting to learn, they've got multiple different media options that they could go to. But what I don't want to do is, now that I've kind of given you a bit of doom and gloom, I don't want that to discourage you, because this podcasting landscape, although it's got a lot of podcasts in it, it is also jam-packed full of opportunities. And that's actually what I want to focus on today. I want to focus on the opportunity piece of this particular medium for you to be able to share your knowledge, your experience with the world. And the way in which you do that is finding your niche. And you want to find that unique space in that podcasting world where you can shine, where you can make a real difference and a real impact. All right, so now that we've kind of discussed some of the, the challenges, and we've also discussed the importance of standing out in a crowd, we now want to dig into some effective strategies on how do we actually achieve that. So how do we actually go about carving out your own niche? And firstly, let's kind of discuss why that is beneficial. Why should we do that? Because when you think about it, when you carve out your own niche, firstly, there's this aspect of reduced competition. So if you can imagine that you're a business coach, and I know that there's loads and loads of business coaches and consultants that listen to the Unlock Show, but if you simply label yourself as a business coach, you end up being in this sea of millions of other business coaches, right? You become like everybody else. You're actually competing with countless other coaches. But let's say that you actually specialize in a particular type of business. Let's say that you actually specialize in small-scale, eco-friendly businesses. Now, when you do that, when you niche down, suddenly you're not in competition with everybody else anymore. You're not in competition with the millions of other business coaches out there. You're actually only competing with a few. You're competing with a few other people that actually can cater to that same niche market that you do. Now, that's actually how podcasting works too. That's the world of business, right? We want to try and carve out our little piece of paradise in the big blue ocean that we have, and you want to find your little piece of paradise that you can help other people with, right? So by addressing a specific audience, so in this instance where I've said you're a business coach and you really just focus on small-scale eco-friendly businesses, that's your audience. That's who you're going to be working with. So it gives you an opportunity really to sidestep your competition, sidestep millions of other podcasters or millions of other business coaches out there, and you are more likely to get noticed. Why? Because you're now calling out specifically to the audience in which you serve. You're now those that are eco-friendly or small-scale eco-friendly businesses know that, hey, that's the business coach that I should go to. That's the person's podcast that I should listen to because they specialize in what I'm doing. So next, a niche podcast actually naturally allows you to create a more dedicated audience. So just like I said, when we sit with that business coach example, your clients now have an opportunity to really resonate with you. They understand that that's who they are. They are an eco-friendly kind of business. So they want to go and find somebody who knows that niche market, who knows them intimately, who knows their challenges, who knows their frustrations, who knows what to do to help them move forward in their business. And therefore, those businesses are more likely to tune in regularly, and they're more likely to tune in and listen to you and be engrossed and actually interact with your content and share it with their other friends that they know of in that market. So all of a sudden, because you've become more niche, you no longer are competing with all those other people. You've now been able to carve out, you know, exactly who it is that you're talking to. And the people that are listening to you no longer just become listeners, they actually become advocates for your show because you've really personalized the value that they derive from it. They're going to buy into what it is that you're talking about. They will understand it at an intimate level because it's their world. And they will realize or understand that, hey, you've got something that can really help them to move forward with their business. And lastly, when it comes to this, when you niche down with your podcast, you're actually going to find it a lot easier to find monetization opportunities. So you want to imagine that if you are you've got a potential advertiser. So a potential advertiser who may, a business owner that provides solar panel or solar power solutions for small businesses, well, they would undoubtedly prefer somebody else who provides solar power solutions for small businesses. So if you were a business coach in this example, who actually worked with companies that actually provided solar power solutions, then you're more likely to get, say, a company who has solar panels would be interested in potentially sponsoring your podcast. Why? Because they get an opportunity to share what they have directly with a target audience that they are also looking for. So when you get kind of that two combined, you've got you having that target audience and you've got another business who also is looking for that target audience. It's almost like it becomes this match made in heaven, and it becomes a lot easier to be able to attract potential sponsors and to start generating some income from your podcast too. So let's just summarize that a little bit, right? So less competition, you're going to end up with a divided audience, and it makes that whole monetization strategy a lot easier. Those are just some of the, I'm going to say, compelling advantages of carving out a niche for your podcast. So we've talked so far about how and why standing out is really crucial in the podcasting world. And we've talked about the benefits of podcasting. Now I want to get a little bit practical here. Now I want to talk about how do you actually identify your unique niche. I'm going to give you some steps that you can take here. So firstly, I want you to consider this. I want you to consider your passions and your knowledge. And often people don't always take this, you know, seriously enough. And I want to say this because when you start doing something that comes from a place of you love it, you're passionate about it, you're knowledgeable about it, you're more likely to do it, want to do it on the regular. You're more likely to stick at it. So the best podcast topics actually, well, they often come from a place of personal interest or expertise. And what I want you to think about is I want you to remember that podcasting is not just a one-time thing. It really is a commitment. When you say, I'm going to do a podcast, you're doing it each and every week. You need to show commitment. You need to show up and, you know, strike your stuff every single week. If you're doing a weekly podcast, of course, it's weekly. If you say you're going to do daily, well, then you want to show up daily. So you just need to make a commitment to it and you actually want to follow through with that. Because you're going to be spending, you know, the reason I say you want to do it from a place of you really enjoying the particular topic, you're going to be spending a lot of time on it. Like I said at the beginning of today's show, you know, I started out doing the Unlock Show with Tracy Wilson. It's quite broad. We talk about all things business, family, and life. And I've come to the realization that although I absolutely love this show and it's not going anywhere, I also want to do a show about podcasting, about finding your voice, about how do I come up with the things that I'm interested in and then being able to share that and helping people really spread good things in the world. So now that I've realized that, I now can go away, as I'm doing, by the way, and do exactly what I'm talking about today and really start to niche down on specifically what will I be talking about in the world of podcasting. How will I be different? There's lots and lots of podcasts out there that talk about podcasting. How will I be different? So that's all the stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you guys today. It's actually the same process that I take all of my students through, and it's a process that I will be doing myself. So hence the reason why it's really important that you want to come from a place of personal interest and expertise, because you're going to be doing it for a long time. You know, it might be 10 years that you stick at it. You don't want to be one of those ones that have podcast fade and, you know, 7 to 10 episodes later, you've kind of fallen off your perch and lost your mojo. You don't want to do that. So you're also going to be spending a lot of time researching, scripting, recording, and editing. So it makes it a hell of a lot easier to stay committed to something that you're actually excited about and that you're actually have a passionate about. Plus, I'm going to say your listeners will also know if you're not really passionate about it, you're not really that interested in it, you're not going to bring your A game. You're going to be a little bit, you know, flat and probably not share the best stuff that you want to. You'll be waning in enthusiasm and it will shine through. So you absolutely want to make sure that you find something that you are passionate about. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be, you know, could be cleaning. It could be, you know, how to do your daughter's hair in the morning. It could be, I'm just going to rattle off a bunch of different things, you know, cooking shows. There's so many different things that you could do. Talking about, you know, the challenges that you have with your children, your aging parents. I mean, there are so many different kind of angles and things that you can talk about in this space that are important that people are going to want to listen to, but it's more important to find something that you are genuinely interested in. Secondly, you want to make sure that you do some research. So do some market research. What you don't want to do is just come up with something that you're passionate about without doing any research. You want to make sure that you're actually grabbing, you're kind of melding the two together. You're finding that sweet spot, so to speak, the things that you're passionate and you're knowledgeable about, and the things where there's a bit of a gap in the market. Where is there a gap in the market that you could fill. So you want to find that. And to find that, you actually have to do a little bit of exploration. You have to get a little bit curious yourself. You have to go looking and listening. You want to listen to other people's podcasts, particularly the ones that are in the areas that you are interested in. Even going to online forums or communities, looking at different Facebook groups, doing some keyword research, using some tools that are out there to help you to do that, and just get really, really curious about the topic or the potential topic that you're going to be talking about. And that can really help you to find some potential niches. Like I said, I am going to cover some exercises in a few moments. So hang around because I'm going to take you through those and it will help you to try and narrow down your focus and help you to find that niche market. What I also want you to remember here is that the goal is not to choose the most popular topic. If you do that, you are going to be jumping into a big red ocean, something that is saturated, something that is, you know, got a lot of people that are talking about it. That's not our goal here. Our goal here is to find a topic that you're interested in, that you have knowledge in, that isn't completely saturated by other podcasts. And it's about, like I mentioned, it's about finding that real sweet spot where your passion and your expertise actually meet, they collide with the real need of the audience and an interest in the market. So you absolutely want to make sure that you do that. So now that we've gone through that process and now that we've reached, you know, we've kind of done a little bit of research, we've reached the part of today's episode where I actually want to give you some activities to do. I'm going to require some active participation from you guys today. So what you need to do is grab yourself a pen and a paper. And if you're watching this live, you know, you can come back to the replay. It'll be on all the major platforms and just replay this piece. And I just want you to grab yourself your pen and your paper and or open up a new Word document or pull out your phone and open notes, because our first exercise is going to be around brainstorming. So I just want you to grab that pen and paper and just start this brainstorming exercise. I want you to start by making a list of all the topics that you are actually passionate about. So one column, you might put what I'm passionate about. And then in the next column, what do I have expertise in? Right? So nothing, you don't want to go and say, I'm really passionate about this particular topic, which might be, I don't know, building, living off grid, but you've never done it before in your life. All right, so you don't want to do that, because although you're passionate about it, you're not coming from a place where you have some expertise. So we're trying to find kind of that, like I mentioned, that sweet spot, passionate about it, you've got some expertise in that area, and it can be things that, you know, that you have a hobby in. So when you're writing these down and you're brainstorming, just write from a place of, you know, you're passionate about it, you have some expertise in it. It could be your professional skills, it could be hobbies that you do, it could even be issues that you deeply, deeply care about and you have a little bit of knowledge on, right? And now for each of these topics, I then want you to jot down some potential subtopics or some different angles that you could come at that particular topic from. And that's how you're going to create your niche market. So let me give you an example here. So an example is if you're a business coach and you are actually specializing in eco-friendly businesses, I used this example a little bit earlier, your potential subtopics could include things like sustainable business practices, green marketing strategies, the eco-entrepreneur success stories. So there's a whole raft of different angles that you could come at things from. And the idea here is just to drill down, keep going and going and going until you have some more specific areas where you can overlay your unique voice and overlay a perspective so that you can shine and you can stand out in a crowded market. The next thing you want to do is what we call the audience persona exercise. Now, this is where you're going to start imagining the person who has got their earbuds in their ears or the radio on, and they're actually listening to your podcast. Now, imagine this person has just dialed in. You want to put yourself into their shoes. What are their interests? What problems do they face that your podcast could potentially help them solve? What kind of content would they find useful or entertaining or inspiring? So when I was thinking about today's episode, of course, this episode is for those people that have thought about doing a podcast, but they've never got around to it. They're not really sure where to go. They don't know how to carve out their niche market. They want to do it, but they just need a helping hand to do so. And so that's what the podcast that I'm going to be creating is going to be all about. It's for those beginners, the ones that have got an amazing message to share. They've got a voice. They can speak about something. They might not necessarily know all the tools and the tricks of the trade or even the confidence to be able to speak. I can help them with that. And through my podcasting and through sharing my message and my skills, my experience and my knowledge, I can help people with that. So that's how you start to really niche down. And it can really help people. You know, in my case, I would help people that are typically introverts, that wouldn't be the kind of people that would stand up in the middle of the room and speak about something, but they have got something amazing to share. So I can help them overcome their fear of speaking and help them really hone in their message and be able to share that with the world. So you want to think about it in the same manner. Who is it that I'm speaking to? What are their challenges? What problems could I solve? And how can I do it in a way that is going to be very useful and valuable to them? Can I inject some form of entertainment? Can I make it inspiring? So there's all these different ways that you can infuse your personality into your podcast to make sure that your audience wants to tune in and listen. And that goes without saying. What we want to also find out is, or think about, is what kind of show might my audience be interested in? So I mentioned the type of content. I've mentioned, you know, entertainment and inspiring. Do they want me to be funny? Do they, you know, want? Are you okay being a little bit crass? Can you swear? You know, all these sorts of things are really important when you're talking about thinking about your audience and doing that audience persona exercise. So like I mentioned, on a new page, you're going to write down, you know, who's your audience? What are the problems that they face? Who's my ideal listener? What interests do they have? What will they find interesting, et cetera, et cetera. Get as much detail as you can about your ideal listener. You want to make sure that you do that. So the last exercise is this. The last exercise in today's episode that I'm going to give you is a piece around competitor analysis. So the objective here is to identify other successful podcasts in areas that you're interested in doing. And what you want to look at is what niches have they carved out? What's their specific angle? Do they have a unique way of doing things? What's the format that they use? What's the sub niches that they use? Do they have a different perspective or how do they share their information? What tone of language do they use? Do they have other people on the show, et cetera, et cetera? So just, again, you're going to do a bit of research on your competitor. You want to start to understand what's already out there so that you can find a niche that hasn't been overdone. It's not about finding a niche that's never been done before. This is about, I mean, you totally could do that, but you want to find one. It's okay. What I'm saying is it's okay to find one that has other people talking about it, but you just don't want to find one that is completely saturated. You want to find one that has got some people talking about it and where you're able to provide a different perspective. You can find that niche that hasn't been overdone so that you can bring something new to the table, maybe a different perspective, a different way of doing things. Now, I've given you three exercises today that I want you to take away, grab your pens and paper and actually do those, because it's really going to help you to narrow down and find that niche, find that piece of the market that is going to enable you to stand out. Because like I said, you don't want to jump into an ocean that's already totally saturated, where you're going to struggle and you're going to lose your confidence and you're going to probably give up after 7 to 10 episodes and become a statistic like all those other people that have succumbed to pod fate. So you don't want to do that. So I want you to go through and do those three exercises and then tune in to other episodes of The Unlock Show. You'll see them come up. I go live every single Wednesday at 10 a.m. Brisbane time, where I'll be talking more about podcasting, And when I have the very special show that's going to be created and dedicated specifically to podcasting, I will let you guys know, because you'll be able to go over there and hear me talking about that on the regular and giving you some very specific details about how you can go about creating your podcast, everything from starting out, what equipment you should use, how to create your content, how to come up with ideas. I mean, you name it, I'm going to cover all of that in my upcoming show that is yet to be named. So you got a name that you think I could call the new show specifically about podcasting? Type it in the chat, in the comments for me, and I'll review them. You just never know. I might pick that name up and run with it. So I want to finish today's show by saying that I am super excited for you guys. For those of you that have listened to today's show that have been sitting on the fence about creating your own podcast, I want to be your cheerleader and say, you know, come on, let's go. Let's go for it. Get your message out there, start your podcast, and do not look back. Just keep going. And today's show, I hope, has given you a little bit of inspiration and that little bit of a push that you need just to get you over the edge, to get you thinking and start that planning process of creating your own podcast. But I want you to also remember the exercises that I've given you today, they're not meant to be rushed. I want you to take your time. I want you to mull over the responses. I want you to simmer on those for a while. And sometimes the best ideas that you have is often in the shower, or when you have those quiet moments, or when you give yourself some room to be able to breathe and some space to breathe, to just kind of allow the ideas and inspiration to come to you. So just make sure that you give yourself a little bit of grace and go through that process and give it the time and the dedication that it needs to be able to come up with a really good topic so that you can stand out in a crowded podcasting space. So there you have it, guys. I've covered a bunch of stuff today. Like I said, I'm going to be covering a whole lot more in some upcoming episodes, maybe here on the Unlock Show, but definitely on the upcoming podcast. It will be specifically designed to talk about all things podcasting. And I look forward to seeing you on either one of these shows. So keep your eyes and ears peeled and type in the comments if you want me to let you know when the specific show is out and I've got some episodes there ready for you guys to listen to specifically about podcasting. Let me know in the chat too, because I'll make sure that I let you know when that is ready to go and you can start tuning in. But for now, go and live your life unlocked. Go and find that special voice inside of you, that message that only you have, and get it ready to share it with the world, because we are going to start unlocking that message inside of you so that you too can become a podcasting sensation. You know, you might be the next, Joe Rogan, who knows? So let's get you on the podcasting bandwagon and let's get you staying there so that you don't succumb to pod fade. All right, guys, I hope you have a fantastic week, and I'm going to see you again next week on another episode of The Unlock Show. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend. You think they've got a message to share, let them know and tell them you need to start your own little podcast. So bye for now. Have a great week. See you next week.